Hello everyone and welcome back to another Brawl Stars All-Stars podcast. Today we will be doing a breakdown on Rosa. Okay, let's get right into it. First things first, I need to say one thing. I tried taking one of the polls on Spotify and it was really hard to find. So if you guys know how to do the polls, that's great. But if you don't, then that's fine. I couldn't even find it and I was looking for it. So okay. So I'm going to do another Brawler breakdown today. Hopefully you had a... hopefully you enjoyed the last bracket episode, and this will be coming out, when I am going to be in somewhere in the United States, and I'll give you a hint, that place is not Alaska, so I'll be in one of the 49 states that's not Alaska. Okay, and I'll be relaxing there, so I'm just pre-recording this, so you guys can still get your episodes. Also, I'm gonna try to do an episode every other day, so that means you'll get 3 or 4 episodes every week. I'll just try to do that. It might fall down to, like, every third day. So then you'll get, like, 2 or 3 every week. But, and yeah. And I'll try and post the episodes, 8 a.m. my time. And my time, it depends on where you are. But it might be before or it might be after your time. So I don't live in Hawaii. Okay. Okay, let's get started with Rosa. Rosa is, okay, this is the first rare brawl we've done in a while. I know I did some on the YouTube channel. So El Primo and Poco are both on the YouTube channel. So go take a look at that. And if for some reason, I guess, you don't have access to YouTube or you just don't like it or you just don't use YouTube. I will, or, let's say you're doing work or something and you really can't, watch a YouTube video while doing that. I understand that. I'm literally in the same position as you are. I'll probably record some of those later, but if you really want to hear a Poco or El Primo thing, okay, that's kind of sad. If you main Poco or El Primo, you're toxic, and if you main Poco, maining Poco isn't that bad. That means, you have to have people to play with you, every single second of your life. Okay, Rosa is a rare brawler who has high health and high damage output. Her attack is a flurry of 3 short-range punches from her boxing gloves. Her super grants her a momentarily but significant damage reduction shield. Her first gadget, Grow Light, spawns bushes around herself. Her second gadget, Unfriendly Bushes, instantly slows and slightly damages all enemies inside bushes. Her first star power, Plant Life, heals her over time when she's inside bushes. Her second star power, Thorny Gloves, adds extra damage to her attack while her super is active. Okay? Rosa is a rare brawler. So, Rosa, you will get her very early on. Probably one of your first couple of days, you are going to get her. She is a tank, her movement speed is fast, and her voice actor is Sheila Williams. If you know who that is, good for you. Level 1, 5,400 health. And then level 11, 8,100 health. Again, an increase of 50%. It increases by 270 per level. I'm just not going to read it all out. Her attack range is 3.7 tiles, which is short. Her reload is 1 second. That's very fast. Projectiles per attack, 3. That means 1, 2, 3 punches. Supercharge per hit, 11.155%. So that means it would take 9 hits in all to charge your super. So that means if on average, let's say you get 3 full clips off on an enemy, then you'd have your super. Attack spread is 65 degrees, so if you guys know your math, then you'll know how to do that. Projectile speed is 5,000, that means it'll just be going, if you're next to her, then you're going to get hit by them. Attack width stays the same. Damage per punch goes from 460 to 690. Again, increase of 50%. It will go up by 23 per level. And also, per punch, you're probably wondering, wow, it only does 460 damage. That's per punch. So let's say, you hit them 2 times, and it's 460 times 2. And that's at level 1, too. So that doesn't do that much damage. Now let's read these. Gadgets. Grow light. Rosa fertilizes the ground around her and bushes instantly grow to provide great cover. Upon activation, Rosa instantly grows a 3x3 section of green bushes where she is standing. These bushes stay indefinitely unless they are destroyed by any obstacle destroying ability. The supers of Sprout or Amber, after a goal is scored in Brawl Ball, or after a round is over in certain events, they can't grow over obstacles. Oh yeah, they cannot grow over obstacles or beneath the safe in Heist. Okay? That may have not made that much sense, but just like, so it just, she spawns 9 bushes, and it can't go into a wall, and it can't go on the high safe, and just like any other bushes. Unfriendly bushes. A lot of her attacks are about bushes. When activated, all bushes briefly turn purple, and enemies inside bushes immediately take 100 damage and get slowed for 3 seconds. Since the damage briefly reveals them, this gadget is great for detecting enemies inside bushes. Star powers, plant life. Rosa recovers 200 health per second when inside a bush. Thorny gloves. Rosa's punches gain 220 damage more during her super. So per attack, 660 more damage. So it's basically like, if you're like, this is basically giving you another punch for your super, basically. I'm going to talk about what, like, my Rosa, and then I'll say tips after that. So my Rosa is level 9. I have the plant life, star power, the 200 health per second inside bushes. And then I have the grow light gadget and the unfriendly bushes gadget. So I recommend you always use unfriendly bushes, unless there's literally no bushes on the map. Like, if you're cranking Rosa in basketball, which, I mean, like, really no one plays Rosa in basketball. Basketball. Usually just Showdown. And Showdown, there's a good amount of bushes. Or Brawl Ball. So, you can use the, unfriendly bushes to, like, chase enemies down. And I like plant life, because Rosa can really just stay in bushes. And you'll get some extra healing, which will actually really helps. Like, this could honestly, like, the, plant life could really give you the difference of, like, a win and a loss of battle. Because you don't even need to be healing. It's not like when you heal inside bushes, you get 200 health more when you heal. No, it's whenever you're in bushes and your health is below, even if you're not healing health, you'll still get that. It's kind of like Griff's gadget, but, I mean, Griff's star power, but worse. If you don't know Griff's star power, it's like every 2 seconds, Griff heals for 15% of his remaining health. Something like that. But that's honestly, it's an amazing gadget. I mean, star power is probably one of the best in the game. Okay, tips. Also, one thing, most tanks usually would have a moving super. Rosa is one of the brawlers that doesn't have a moving super. What I mean by this is, like, tanks. Because, like, when you think of it, Bull, he has a moving super. Like, it moves him in some sort of way. El Primo, moving super. Edgar, moving super. What are other tanks? Like, Sam? Oh, no. Sam, it helps him move, but, like, most tanks have moving supers. Some tips. Rosa thrives in the Showdown when she uses her super. She can take on brawlers like Bull, who would normally defeat her in a close quarters fight, by utilizing the enormous damage reduction provided by her super, and you could still expect to come out on the top. And Rosa is an excellent bush camper when her plant life first star power is equipped. In Brawl Ball, you can use her super before collecting the ball and then walk the ball into the goal to score. So, I mean, really, you can just, like, yo, teammate, pass to me. Quickly hit your super, and you can just walk into the goal. They really can't do anything about it. Unless they have, like, a knockback ability, like Dynamite or something like that. Like, they really, like, if they're playing, like, Colts, Mandy, I'm just listing off brawlers off the top of my head, and Griff, they really can't do anything. Unless the Griff somehow uses his gadget. Oh, okay, never mind. But you just, that's a really good strategy. Rosa and El Primo have the same movement speed, but Rosa's range is slightly longer than his. So that means she can escape and attack him while being out of his range. This technique can also be used while fighting opposing roses. It's a bit harder, though. Yeah, because then also, like when you're fighting another rosa, you, like, once they put up the super, you're done. Just run away when they get the super. Because then that can do really, when other roses get their supers, it can get ugly. So Rose's super has an extremely high damage reduction, but has a rather short duration. So make sure don't overestimate its power. It doesn't last for 10 seconds, it lasts for 3 seconds. And also, don't really use Rose's super when you're on low health. It's not that smart, because people can still kill you. So, I mean, oh yeah. Also, if you can surprise the other team in any mode, really, and then, like, you can really chain supers while doing that. And then, and it doesn't, like, her super doesn't make her invulnerable. You have to remember that. Like, if they have a Griff and a Nani, maybe they could do it, but you'd probably kill them first. Plant Life can be used against crows really well, because Plant Life makes you heal in bushes, so when the crow poisoning starts happening, then you can just hide in the bush and nothing will happen. They'll still be able to see you, though, but that'll still be pretty good. I think, like, oh yeah, one thing, combined with the speed gear, the, unfriendly bushes gadget, the one that deals damage to enemies, you can really, like, use that really well, because they're gonna be slowed down when they're in a bush, you're gonna be in a bush, you're gonna be going really fast, they're gonna be going really slow, and you're gonna be able to get to them before they can run away. Rose is easily countered by long-range brawlers and control brawlers, so you gotta watch out for those. So let's give some history about Rosa. One fun fact about Rosa, she hasn't received a positive or negative balance change since 2020. I'm posting this in March 2023, so it's been almost 3 years. Happened in October 2020 was the last time she got a balance change, so that's been a long time. And another fun fact, she has gotten 7 nerfs in a row, and she's gotten 4 buffs in a row. Guess which one right now was first, the nerfs or the buffs? If you've played Brawl Stars for a while, you should know this. Okay, the answer is the nerfs. Rosa was broken when she came out. She's probably the third most broken brawler ever on release. I mean, I'm gonna just read the history now. Rosa became available to play in the Traven Cave on 2019, start of 2019, April, I think, yeah. And then she was able to play in matches just 7 days after that. And 4 days after she started playing in matches, her super was too good. It was her super that made her OP. So her super shield protection used to be 80%. They had to decrease it to 70%. And her super duration used to be 6 seconds. You'd have an 80% shield for 6 seconds. Just imagine how good that is. Like, so it was decreased to 4 seconds. And then the nerfs kept coming for Rosa. Just, like, a bit less than a month later. The number of hits necessary changed from 9 to 10. I think they buffed that later. The super duration was decreased by another super. I mean, by another second. Wow, I can't talk. And her star power, her Parent Life star power, was decreased from 300 to 200 health per second. Shortly after, a bit less than a month again, her main attack damage was decreased to 460 per punch from 480, and her number of hits necessary to charge her super was increased again to 11 hits. I need to read the, and during this time, they fixed a bug for Rosa. She was given voice lines. Actually, she didn't have voice lines for about a month. And then, Her Thorny Gloves star power was added in 3-7-19. So that was after all of the nerfs. And then the buffs started rolling in. Rose's health was increased to 5,200 from 5,000. Rose's health was increased to 5,400 from 5,200. Those are two different buffs, by the way. Those that are next month. And then her Thorny Glove star power bonus damage was increased to 220 from 200. And her Grow Light gadget was added. This was in 2020, March 2020. And then a long time later, like, it was a month since the first buff, and they changed the number of hits necessary to charge your super was decreased to 9 hits. So, and then that's it for all of the stuff. And there's just a bunch of other things. Rose's winning animation was reworked. This was, I'll tell you when there's a new year pass. This was end of 2020. Rose's Grow Light gadget was now always spawn green grass, regardless of the map theme. The Brawloween, Rose's skin was unlockable by winning the Brawloween in-game challenge. Rose's Unfriendly Bushes gadget was added. Rosa and her Brawloween skin, oh, this is New Year, by the way. Rosa and her Brawloween skin received facial animations, fixed a bug that applied Rosa's face onto her plant face. The Coco Rosa skin was added. Rosa's class was changed to Tank from Heavyweight. Rose's True Silver and True Gold skins were added. This is now next year. The Major Rosa skin was added. It was featured as a Brawl Pass Season 10 exclusive skin. The Mantis Rosa skin was added. It was featured as a Biodome skin. Fixed an issue with... Oh, this is 2022. I think I said that, or I don't know. But fixed an issue with Mantis Rosa's visual effects, and it's been a year since we've had anything with Rosa. No new skins, no buffs, no nerfs. It's been 3 years since a buff or a nerf. Well, actually, it's been 4 years since a nerf, 3 years since a buff. And now I'm going to read all the skins. So, default skin, and there's a Brawloween skin. I think I have this one. I think this is the only one that I have. It was from the Brawloween challenge from 2020. I think I actually won that one. Or did I buy it? I may have bought it. But then, Coco one, which makes her just, she has, like, coconuts on her hand. She looks like she just came from a beach. Mantis, which, she kind of looks like she just came from Hawaii. I know I've already mentioned Hawaii in this episode, but, yeah, looks like she came from Hawaii, kind of. And then True Silver and True Gold. And then Major. So the Major one is kind of, like, high-tech. And I don't think I have it. But I think that's about it. And one thing is, one funny thing that I just remembered this. It's like, Rosa is my name. Botany is my game. Carl is my name. Geology is my game. And just like, someone else said that, like, because like, those are two like voice lines that are actually in the game. And someone just started making, like, it's like, someone just said, like, Bonnie is my name, Adrenaline is my game, Poco is my name, Sympathy is my game. Those aren't real voice lines, but they just said, like, Blank is my name, whatever I do is my game. And just, like, my favorite one of those is, Sandy is my game, Petrology is my game, Snores again. Because, like, you know, Sandy's really sleepy all of the time, so that's kind of funny. I don't even know what half of those lines mean. Like, like, I really don't know. Oh, and Daryl is my name. Pwning is my game. And yeah, so, I mean, that's like, I think that's about it for Rosa. And I think, what are we at here? We're at 19 minutes, 10 seconds, or not, just 19 minutes. And I think that's about it for this episode. Hope you enjoyed this Rosa Brawler Breakdown. If you want more Brawler Breakdowns, just message me. If you want something else in the Brawler Breakdown, also message me. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed. See ya. Bye.